glad to be in the Lord's people with them tonight. I'm going to look at Genesis 1, if you look with me there. Genesis chapter number 1. Boy, it's the first chapter of the scripture. And I'll just say some things. God's been trying to find some things out. To be honest, when you read the Bible, it's a God-taught book, but you got to seek things.
That's right.
Sometimes you just don't come to it. You got to read a while and try to find what
that's
God's
right.
got.
Yes, sir.
And that's why we got a whole book. Amen. Genesis, the book of beginnings. Verse 1 says, in the beginning, God. God. Amen. Listen. He was in the beginning.
That's right.
He is before the beginning.
That's right.
He always has been. But he was in the beginning. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so here's God in the beginning. The Bible said, in the beginning, God, Elohim. Thank God, that's the name used there in that. And then he said this, created. Amen. He created. God created. And the word create just seems to mean that God formed it. And listen, everything he created out of nothing. Amen. That's right. He spake and it was done. And I have to believe, amen, six 24-hour days of creation.
Yes, sir.
I do believe that. Why, preacher? Because he said this was the first day.
Yes, right.
And then he said this is the second day of creation.
Yes, right.
And I believe it to be that way. And I know God, thank God, he spake and it was done. He
Amen.
Spoke these things into
that's
existence.
Right.
And that's amazing to me how that there's a God, thank God, that we know that spake everything in the existence and the creation of God. And we go through this chapter here. I'm not going to read every verse in it, but it deals with the creation of God. He said he created the heaven and the earth. And so there's a lot of opposites in the Bible. In the earth, the heaven, praise God's the sky, and there's levels of that. And then the earth is the world or the country or the land God created. And he did that. He said God created the heaven and the earth. And everything that's seen is created by God, the unseen and seen. Were made by him. The Bible said all things were made by Christ. For him, amen, by him. And there was not anything made that was made except Jesus made it. He's the creator tonight. He is the one that gets all the glory for the creation of God. Amen. Notice the earth was without form and void. And of course it says that the word form there means it lied in waste. Void means it was empty. Now, I'm telling you tonight that I don't fully understand this, but I do believe it because it's written, amen. And whether I understand it or not, whether you understand it or not, that why God would make a world or an earth that was without form and void. I know some people believe in that recreation. And I tell you, friend, tonight, the reason I don't go that way because I ain't got enough scripture on it, amen. But I do believe. Believe, brother, that listen, everything God does is for a purpose, and this surely is, amen, a picture of salvation in these first verses, that we had no form, our full, we had no nothing in us, amen, we lied, friend, in waste, we had by sin had wasted, and then
right.
void, we was empty, and the word void
yeah.
does mean empty, it means there's nothing there, amen, but then he said in darkness was upon the face of the deep. And so we know darkness was, my friend, obscurity was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And so we find the Spirit of God mentioned in verse 2. Amen. Listen, you say, where's the Lord at? He's in it all, brother. Amen. The Lord is that Spirit. And we know too, thank God, that Jesus is a light. Praise God. Everything about him is light. There in him is no darkness at all. And so the Spirit of God moved. The word move means he brooded upon the face of the waters. And so when the Spirit moves upon something that needs moving, moved upon. That would be the object of what he's saying here, that he moved upon. Amen. These waters, and waters in the Bible, in some places mean nations. It means, listen, thank God, people. Amen. And listen, the Bible said here, God said, let there be light. And there was light. There's God speaking light into existence. The word light means to illuminate. Illumination. Right. And brother, do not say unless you have a spirit illumination. I thought about this today. I'm just saying what come to me. Amen. I really hadn't studied it out, but this is what I thought. God never thought, amen, but like God. He thought like God. God's not a man. Amen. God is a spirit. Everything God did and seen, it was by God. His thoughts and everything. He didn't look through the eyes of man to make his. Jesus come and took a body and became man. That he could die for man and live, amen, that life. Thank God on earth. But God, everything God did, he done through his sovereign eyes, through his perfect eyes, through his, thank God, his holy eyes. And God said, I'm setting this thing up. You got to think tonight. Why did God, amen, do all these things? Amen. He set this thing up. He said there would be light. Amen. And then he said in this scripture here, he said, and God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. And so he called it, notice this. Amen. Listen. And God called the light day and the darkness. He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Why did he put the evening before the morning? Amen. We call it the morning. Amen. But listen, that was the time that God came in this thing. Friend, and listen, that's the Jewish time. Amen. They start in the evening and go around to the next evening at 6. And that was just the time. I thought about this, and now I know this probably is just a thought. I can't say this is the real interpretation of it. But Jesus died in the evening. Amen. But he rose in the morning. Amen. And brother, I'm thankful. Amen. Listen, God does it his way. Amen. The word evening means dusk. And the word morning means sunlight, or that morning time. Amen. The start of the day. Can I say that? Listen, the dawn. Can I say it? But God set this thing up. Listen, everything was set up before he made man. Amen. Listen, he took that thing. And if you go with light and night, and then you go at the firmament and the next group power, and then you see this thing. Amen. That he made, thank God, the earth and all the plant life. And then, praise God, he put the sun and moon and stars in it.
Right, yeah.
Amen. Listen, and then, thank God, he made the sea creatures. And then he made, thank God, them. Amen. If you read this thing, God created the whales and all that. And he blessed it. Amen. And he called the fifth day. And then God made the living creatures that was on earth. And then he made mankind. He made, listen, he made man, thank God, for everything. He was, listen, everything was made for Christ. But what was the crown of the creation of God? It was mankind. He was the only creature that God made that had spirit in him, that he could communicate with the Father, with God in heaven. And we had no communication ground. Amen. Listen, until Christ came and reconciled us to God through his death. God was satisfied with us, saved us by grace, put the blood on us, the applied, amen, washed away sin, made us holy in the sight of God, that we can commune with him through the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything was that. Brother, why would God do that? Amen. Because he loved me. Amen. That's right. Because God thought on me. Amen. Before this thing was ever created, I was in his thoughts. Amen. I was in, thank God, what he sent it up to me. And everything he done for his son and for his people. Amen. And tonight, thank God, I'm glad to report to you, amen, that we was made in the very image of God tonight. Amen. That's right. We was made in the image and likeness of God.
That's right.
Listen, Adam was made that way. If you think about that, he was made in the image and likeness of God. He made him. He was not God, but he made him like unto him. There was a likeness. There was a resemblance. Amen. And he made him like that. And man was intelligent. Man was made perfect. Amen. Listen. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. And God set him up like that, that he would be in the image of God. And this man could listen. God, friend, walk in the goodness of God. In the paradise of God. And enjoy the blessings of God. And he made him like that, brother. And he fellowshiped with him in the cool of the day. God met with Adam and spake with him, and they had fellowship. We know the record in this night. But what got me was that God made a man in his likeness. I mean, that's amazing to me. Amen. That what is the likeness of God? That man's the only creature that's been given a spirit. Amen. And when God he gave him that, that was the communion line that man had with God himself. And that's what it is with us tonight. That's why, brethren, when the fall came, a man had to be born again, regenerated, amen, to have communication, have fellowship with God, the Father through the Son. But it's an act of God to restore. Can I use that word? Amen. To bring back what Adam lost when he fell in sin, and he brought it back to us through his Son. And the only way men ever had a way to God was by faith. That was the way God set it up. Amen. Through sacrifice. Understand that. It satisfied God, but it's still faith. In the promises of God, God illuminates a man's eyes and heart. God to God, and shows him is. He that seeth the Son and believeth in him, God hath everlasting life. There's got to be illumination. There's got to be a revelation. There's got to be something happen. Ain't God between him. Amen. Listen. Ain't God. It's got to happen between him and God. Amen. That's the only way you get in. That's a miracle. You cannot perform that. God performs it. But God gets your heart to the place, amen, that you desire it. Under the drawing power of God. And therefore, you know, listen, if we didn't have God tonight, what would life be? It would just be a carnal living. That's all it would be. We would only walk blind by what we can see in the physical man or the human nature that we had in Adam. And God that ran from God when he sinned and done what he wanted to God stopped him and he fell on him. Amen. Right. Thank God with his own voice and said, Adam, where art thou? And there's opposites through this Bible tonight. Amen. Where Adam failed us, Christ didn't. Amen. And listen, Adam was the first time. Adam, but Christ is the last Adam. There will not be one after him. He's not the second Adam. He's the last Adam. That means there will not be another one like him. And Christ came, thank God, to fulfill what Adam could not, or can I say did not, that Adam sinned in the garden. And brethren, the Bible said, amen, that he took of the fruit. God said, don't take, but God's the one that put the fruit there. God's the one that put all them trees there. God, listen, if you can get this tonight, and you'll have to think on this, but God set everything up. God put it right there, friend. Right. Amen. Listen, that's why he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, because he knew what was going to take place. He knew, thank God, that man would need a redeemer. He knew man would need forgiveness. Hey, God, can you get a hold of this? It's the way I believe. Believe you the way you want to. But when Adam, hey, God, whatever that fruit was, I cannot tell you that I know, but I will tell you this. It was an act of disobedience toward the rule and authority of God and what he said. I do not partake of it. But listen, thank God when he took of it and whatever he did, he ate, the word ate. Amen. Listen, that means he partook of it. Amen. Listen, when he did that, all of us became sinners. Amen. Where sin come from? It comes from Adam.
Yeah, amen.
If you want to get technical, It did come from Lucifer because he rebelled against God in heaven.
Yeah.
Lucifer was a fallen angel. Amen. Well, he was when he sinned. Amen. But he sinned against God in heaven and was cast out of heaven.
Yeah.
And the third of the angels with him. You get that one. Think on that one a while. Amen. A third of the angels rebelled against God with him and was cast to earth, friend.
Yeah.
And he said, we beheld him as a lightning bolt. That's what Jesus said in Luke 10. And he said this. He said, amen, he's got power. Wonder why he said this. And I'm preaching what comes to me. And that's just the way it's better for me to do. Amen. But I'm telling you this tonight. I'm giving you something I ain't got to think on, because God's the one, amen, that put Adam in charge of the earth. Amen. He did. He gave dominion, and then sin took it, stripped it of him. But notice this here. He said this. Amen. I was looking for the scripture here. But it did say in the scripture that he would bruise him. I'm talking about Satan under his feet. Jesus bruised the devil. Amen. He said he would bruise his head in the Genesis 3:15. Amen. And he said that, brother. He said, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And so can I tell you this tonight? I'm not below the fact that Jesus even told Peter, Satan had desire to have you and sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee that faith fail thee not. Amen. He said, I pray for you, but there's a devil out there seeking whom he may devour. Amen. But listen, thank God, brother, when Jesus died on the cross and he bruised the dominion of the devil, or his power far as being over, amen, this thing, the way the God of this world had blinded. Listen, we thank God we have power tonight. The devil can't do nothing to me tonight unless I allow it. Amen. And God has to allow it too. Said in the book of Ephesians, neither give place to the devil. Because he knows if you give place to the devil, then he'll keep a working that way. Amen. To try to steal, because he's the thief. Listen, thank God, but he uses his instruments to be a thief. It's just like the tares in the field. It's not somebody stepping up and saying, I'm a tare. He uses them as a disguise, or religion. Like Brother Robert said, and the devil still use religion. Amen. It's Christ that the war is against. It's not against me. It's against the Son of God, whom I represent as his. And he put him under our feet. If he's under our feet, why in the world? Brother, listen. Thank God, don't we use the authority God give us in the name and prayer of Christ and walk, thank God, in the likeness of our Lord. Amen. And be conformed to his image and look like him and act like him. And that ain't just an outward appearance. That's a holy appearance. Amen.
Amen.
God have mercy on us. Listen, he's the one doing it. He's the one conforming you tonight into his image. Well, he made man in his image, but now he's having to conform men into his image, because his image was marred in Adam. And when Adam sinned, the whole human race started. Look at the first six chapters of the Bible. You can go the first 11 chapters of the Bible. If all the sin and the depravity and the wickedness that went on, you go back to chapter 4. Amen. And the next chapter of chapter 3, we see the fall of man. We see man's sin. And then we see in chapter 4, brother, and Cain comes with the first one born into Adam. He takes the works of his own hands and brings it before God, and God won't accept it because it was the right offering. Amen. He didn't bring the right offering. And brother, tonight, what is that offering? It's the works of men's hands. It's what I've done. Look what I've done for you. Did he not say, many in that day shall say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name, cast out devils, done many wonderful works? He said, apart from me, I never knew you. There's a line in that religion tonight, Brother Robert. It's just a line in that. Amen. He said, there's a seed of the serpent. There's an antichrist. You know what I said? Antichrist. Amen. Listen, heaven. That means that somewhere that Antichrist has set up. This is what I'm preaching tonight, and I'm thinking these things. And so you can go with it. You can go far as back as you want to with it. And I'm not going to get into personal things or what I really deeply believe in some of it. But I will say this. The seed of the serpent is a religious seed. It brings forth a religious man. Amen. And a governmental figure. And somebody can rule the world, which is the man of sin. Amen. But proclaims himself to be what? God. Amen. He said he'd go on the temple and proclaim himself to be God, which is an abomination. And everything leads up to that. Why would the whole world follow this man? Amen. Or take his mark. Listen, whatever that is. Right. Amen. But why would they hold a... Why is this whole thing leading that way? Go back to Cain. Cain was the same way. He offered He offered what he had. It would impress man, but it didn't do nothing for God because he knew that it was a man's offering. But when Abel come, thank God, he brought the first of his flock and the fat thereof. He brought the best he had. Amen. He offered it up to God. Amen. This is my sacrifice. This is my offering I bring to you. And God respected his offering. And what happened? Here we go. Amen. Listen. Thank God, because Cain didn't like the way God treated him. Amen. His countenance fell. And God said this to Cain. If thou doest well, thou shalt be accepted. If you'll bring the right offering, I accept you. But if you don't, sin lies at your door. And what sin lied at his door was, it was the sin that was in his heart that he had toward God. Listen, can you believe this tonight? And he went out and talked to his brother and he killed his brother. Remember that? Listen, he wanted to kill God because it was God that rejected him. Abel didn't. It was the sacrifice God accepted above his little hand offering. And he really wanted to kill God. If he could have killed him, he would have. But he can't kill God because he can't die. And you're not going to get to him. And where's he at anyhow that day? Ain't God but on high. Amen. As a spirit. And he sure didn't have a body. Amen. And so I'm telling you this. Are you listening to me? Amen. He ain't God, my friend, put a mark on Cain. And whatever that mark was. Amen. Something probably up here in the forehead of my guess. That's what I'd guess. I don't know. But he put a mark on him that could be visible. Thank God that no man would kill him. Amen. Because God turned him loose. He became a vagabond. He married a wife, whoever that was. Amen. But listen, brethren, he never was no good. He is called the child of the wicked one. And brethren, he was never a child of God. He was the child of the wicked one. And brethren, it started with reprobating him. Thank God in a religious way. Because he hated God. And he hated what God said. And he went out and killed Abel, who was a righteous man. And God accepted. It was the sacrifice he accepted. He offered a more excellent sacrifice. And God dealt with Cain. Amen. But he blessed Abel. And even though Abel died, thank God. And the Bible said, he being dead, yet speaketh because of blood, thank God, speaks tonight.
Amen.
It's always like that. Right down the middle. So the vision, light and darkness.
Yes, sir.
Right.
God is light.
That's absolutely right.
Satan's kingdom is darkness. I mentioned that in the Bible. What is the kingdom of Satan? It's a religious dark kingdom. I don't know this, and listen, I'm not trying to, amen, I ain't got to pick on any religion. But any religion that produces man-made works are Old Testament economy. Catholicism, they produce or teach to follow this man. They teach an Old Testament economy of priesthood. Brother, I don't have to go to no man to confess my sin. I can take the Bible and prove to you that that's a wrong doctrine. The Bible said there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ, and there's no other way. And listen, that whole thing has sprung out of this work stuff. Amen. Infant baptism can't be found within this Bible. And brother, they're sprinkling babies, and them babies have no consciousness of why they're being sprinkled. And I can't answer for my youngins. I can answer for my raising my youngins. But it'll take the Holy Ghost. Ain't God to open their blinded eyes and save them. And brother, it ain't no religion that's going to take a man to heaven. It'll take him to hell tonight. God have mercy on people. It wouldn't even be. It would be even crazier to believe in a purgatory.
Oh, yeah.
God have mercy.
My goodness.
You, and then they say, I remember a long time ago, and I ain't called no name. And brother, they come to me and they said, these people, no, they think you can pray them out of purgatory.
Yeah.
But you got to give so much money to this crowd to get them out of purgatory.
There you go.
Wonder why Luke 16 said, when the rich man was in hell, and Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, he said, there's a great gulf fixed.
That's right.
There's a great gulf fixed, and you cannot pass to me, and I can't pass to you.
Amen.
And in fact, God emptied that paradise sat up. Thank God at the resurrection. Amen. He took them back with him. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm telling you this tonight, brother. Thank God. God's God tonight. You ain't going to find him out. His ways are past finding out. And God knows as he's satisfied with. And he's satisfied with his son. And brother tonight, what kicked us into this sin was Adam's sin. And it's a sin against the commands of God. Amen.
That's right.
And it wasn't the one sin.
One, that's all.
It wasn't but one sin. People say, well, one sin ain't that bad. Well, it put us all in to be a sinner.
Yes,
how many sins does it take to be a sinner?
One sin.
Amen. How many sins does it take for God to condemn you? One sin. How many sins does it take to God to put you in hell? One sin. You won't compare it to God, he's holy.
That's right.
Amen. He's holy. That means God's without sin. Jesus without sin. Jesus took upon the flesh like I got. Amen. But he was God in the flesh. Amen. He wasn't Joel in the flesh. He is God in the flesh.
Amen.
He died for Joel in the flesh. As a man.
Right.
Amen.
Brother,
he became man. Amen. Listen, God never was a man. And the Christ came as man. And he was the God man. Amen. Listen, Godhead was with him in the beginning, friend. Amen. There never was a time that wasn't the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's the Trinity. Amen. It was all three together in one. Amen. When this thing is, thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, Christ is the Creator, praise God. Because he said he was. And brother, let thank God. He's the only one that bought us by blood.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right,
thank God ain't nobody else that paid the price.
No.
Even though the Father, thank God, his foreknowledge of the Son and the blood and the Spirit and the seeking. Amen. All three of them had a place in the dealings of God and bringing us to salvation. But brother, this in Christ completely denied and everything we have. Thank God, because of what Jesus did for us. Amen.
That's
right. Praise God, that's right. You go through this Bible, son. There's so many differences. I mean, heaven and hell. Amen. There's a heaven, there's a hell.
Yes, there
amen.
Is.
Amen. Somebody say, I don't believe in hell. That wasn't changing one minute.
Amen.
God ain't going to blink an eye what you believe. If you can live by faith, he'll shake his head and I'll agree with it. Amen. Because he agrees with truth, because
that's
he is
right.
The truth.
Yes.
But he ain't going to blink an eye. There's about all the people in here said, I don't even believe in hell. It ain't going to change God one bit.
That's right.
It ain't going to change him. You forget that. Amen. Salvation's in Christ. Amen. That's the only way, brother. Listen, somebody said, how did I get Christ? Well, it's better him getting you.
That's
amen.
Right.
Here he gets you. You secure. Amen. If you get him, you might fall out if you're trying to do it. Amen. But I'm telling you, you say it works both ways. Amen. Thank God. He said, lay hold of eternal life. But the strength that's in Christ, amen, it's given me this eternal life. I've given them eternal life. And they
amen.
Shall never perish. The greater light rules the day. And the lesser light rules the night. Amen. Listen. Light comes from him, brother. Amen. It ain't hard for God to put the sun out. He made the sun. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't hard for God. He stood the sun. Amen. The sun stood still. Amen. Thank God for a whole day. Amen. Listen. He made it all, brother. Listen. Thank God, I'm telling you, he, amen, made everything there is. Amen. He created evil for the day of judgment.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. He made Lucifer and knew he was going to rebel. Sure he did. You couldn't believe nothing less if he said he made all things. He made the devil, friend. That's right. He's got power over him, too. Amen, son. Amen. He's a scared to death. When Jesus got off the boat over there at the Gadarenes, that whole devil crowd come to him. Oh, you got to torment us before our time?
Yeah.
He said, If I put it in my language, what I think is he should not come to get you out of that man you is.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
he
right.
said, what's your name? Stood him face to face. That wasn't a man was talking. That was the devil talking.
Right.
He said, what's your name? He said, Legion, for we're many. He said, I knew that before I asked you. I just wanted to let you know, thank God I know who you are.
Yes.
Amen. He said, well, we won't be casting them hogs down there. Amen. He said, well, he permitted it. He said,
right.
Go in the hall.
Yeah.
Every one of them devils run out of that man got in the hall. I don't understand all that. That's not the command
right.
authority of Christ. He said, get in the hogs. Amen. Got out of the man, got in the hogs. Ran down the steep place into the sea and drowned. Amen. That's right, brother. And praise God,
yeah.
that man said, amen. Never felt like that. Amen. Thank
right.
God the devil was gone. Amen. Amen. Thank God he had clothes on.
Yeah.
Amen. Why did
yeah.
he have me? Done tore the rest of them off.
Right.
Amen. Done got wild, tore his clothes off, broke the chains. But now he's got clothes on. I'm day and night, thank God. Amen. Put on Christ.
Amen.
He's the best clothing you can put on.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Thank God.
Amen.
He was in his right mind too.
Yes, he was.
He didn't have to go, thank God, to a psychologist.
No, sir.
Amen. He went to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, son, I'm going to put you in your right mind. You don't have to. I'm not being ugly. I'm just preaching. But, brother, if everybody ever had an encounter with Christ, he can take care of it all.
That's right.
A man don't have to go to Alcoholics Anonymous, praise God, if he ever gets saved. He'll take it out of him.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Give him a new drink. Amen. That don't mean he don't have a battle with flesh. But, brother, I'm telling you, we all have battle with flesh. I'm not talking about that.
Right.
A man can fall, brother. You go through the Bible. Noah, amen, he fell after the flood. Listen, thank God it didn't change God one bit. He didn't call him unrighteous. Amen. He just judged him for the deed he done and judged his son worse than him. Amen. He said, cursed be Canaan. Amen. That's right. That's what he said. Amen. Listen, well, you don't hear what old Hyde thinks about all that. I think every curse was lifted at Calvary.
Amen.
That's my opinion. I think everything was lifted at Calvary.
Right.
You say, is there any after effects on that? Well, I'll ask you answer that one. But I'll tell you what, there ain't no after effects in the spirit man. It'd be in the fleshly man before we live. There ain't no after effects in the spirit man. Spirit man, thank God's clean as clean can be.
Amen.
That man was in his right mind, son. He was in his right sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was, listen, before that, he was running around a tube naked, cutting himself with a stone and everything else. Had the chains on him, no man could tame him, broke them all off. And when Jesus, thank God, evil spirits, them devils in them hogs, amen, that's what the hog farmers, that's what they were. Amen, the Jews, they couldn't take that too much, hog farmers, amen. And listen, thank God, they run into the sea, and before you know it, this man's sitting at his ears, clothed his right mind. You don't know why they went in the right mind, they ain't at the feet of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus. You get at the feet of Jesus, you'll be in your right mind.
That's right.
You know why we get out of a bad, we get in a bad mind? We let the lust of the mind, lust of the flesh. I'm talking about all of us.
Yeah.
It lets us run our mind. You're amazed that you probably couldn't say the names of the 12 disciples tonight. Take you a while. But it wouldn't be hard for you to name who started for the Tar Heels or the Wolfpack this year at basketball.
Right. Preaching.
It wouldn't take me long to tell you the 1970 starting lineup for the Baltimore Orioles. You say, why? That's what my flesh wanted.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. I couldn't tell you the starting lineup now. They trade people too much. I'm just picking. But really, the flesh picks up. You take a song. You can say, I wonder what they sung Sunday. A brother, a song get on the radio you used to listen to and I used to listen to, it's like it's engraved in our mind.
That's right.
You know why? Brother, well, I think, listen, amen. Spirit life is, this brother said it right here on the front row. I know I'm chasing a couple rabbits, but they need to be, amen, drowning a couple hogs or one thing. But I'm telling you this, he said it the other day, we're saying, why can't we see these things we see in the Bible? And I said something. He said, wait a minute, preacher. Don't the Bible say nothing's impossible with God? I said, that's what it says. He said, you ever thought about years ago how people lived so close to God because they needed him all the time?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's
right.
But now we got a little Sunday religion, Wednesday night religion.
That's right.
That's the reason. Buddy, when them Peter and John just filled with the Holy Ghost of God, walked into that, going to the temple there at prayer. Sunday saw that man lame. That man said, I bid alms there, want alms. He said, silver and gold have I none. He said, before he said, look on us.
That's right.
He said, silver and gold have I none, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Sonny grabbed that man by the hand, no doubt. That man leaped up, thank God, with strength in his ankle bone, and started, thank God, leaping and praising God.
That's right.
Amen. You know why, brother, we don't see that no more? Where are they at? You say, up to the apostles. Get out of here. It wasn't the apostles. There was apostolic signs in them days. But I'm going to tell you what, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right,
buddy. Amen. We don't believe nothing no more.
That's the whole thing.
We don't believe much of nothing.
That's right.
That's just a sovereign act of the mercies of God, that the Holy Ghost, thank God, come to you where you was at. Amen. Through what he's done for you over the last month. Amen. The good Holy Ghost came to you and said, here, I want to open his eyes up and let him see himself. But I didn't stop there. I want to show him who I am. I'm not religion. I'm not family religion. I am, thank God, the Son of God. And that's the only thing you change you. Amen. I tell you, God done it on purpose. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. He went on to listen. That man that looked on the Gadarene Island, friend, he wasn't looking for God. He wasn't even thinking about God. Jesus done it on purpose. Amen.
That's right.
Son, the same chapter. Thank God he's going to, amen, Jairus' house. Amen. He come and cries. He's a ruler of the synagogue, Brother Joe. And he said, I got a little old girl laying at the point of death. Would you come heal her? Amen. Jesus started walking with him. Amen. All these people around Jesus, his disciples, and a thronging crowd. Amen. That's the crowd, friend. Amen. There's a little old woman. Amen. Had been a doctor's. Hey, God spent every dime she had. Had a blood issue for 12 years. Amen. Thank God one day, glory be to God. Amen. Here he comes right by. Amen. She said, but amen. If I just but touch his clothes. If I just touch his clothes, amen. She listen. She reached through that crowd, broke through that crowd, and reached her weak hand out and touched the very hem of her highest garment. And when she did, thank God, she felt within her and her blood, thank God, amen, flowed again. Or dried up. Can I say it? Dried up. Amen. She didn't have that hemorrhage in her. Thank God, her blood dried up. I'm telling you, she touched the hem of his garment. And her blood dried up. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
That's right.
Amen. He turned around and said, who touched me?
Yeah.
Virtue's gone out of me. And you know what the word virtue is? It means the power of God gone out of me.
That's right.
Amen.
That's,
that's another question. Boys, there's a lot of questions when you start looking at these things. Amen.
Amen.
Virtue.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It was against law.
Against the law.
Against the law. That's right. Just like a leper and the rest of that crowd he touched.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. It wasn't. Listen, he was God, wasn't he?
Yes.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's right. She touched him and she was healed. He said, who touched me? Amen.
Look at all these people who have kept
him. That's right. He even got healed in his shadow. Amen. In Peter's shadow, that's right. That's the book, Acts. Amen. Amen. Even brought them in couches and everything else. God have mercy.
Amen.
And then they was going on. Thank God he said, who touched me? She told him everything. And thank God she was healed. And brother, she was made whole. Then they go on to Jairus' house. Amen. Here's that crowd following him into Jairus. He don't take but a few in. They goes in there and they got professional mourners in there.
Oh, yes, they do.
They was laughing at him and everything else. Said he's going to go in here. This is asleep. Amen. That's right. He went in there, thank God, and he closed the door and left just a few people in there. I think it was the parents and maybe a couple of them men. And said, amen. He called her by name and took her by the hand and resurrected her. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, brother. I'm just telling you tonight, that's just the way he is. You can't describe him. You can't put it on paper. It's just what he does. You can't. Amen. Robert said it tonight. It's hard to explain what's going off on the inside. Amen. The old preacher said it's better felt than felt sometimes. But I'll tell you, brother, listen. Amen. There's sometimes I want to say something and don't know what to say. Amen. It just can't come out. There's something jumping in me that says come out. And it just can't get it out. But I'm telling you, brother, there's all kind of things. Amen. Adam and Christ. Amen. Listen, I got all through this scripture, Cain and Abel. Amen. In the book of Genesis 6, of the righteous and the unrighteous. Amen. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. God said he's righteous. But in this world, there's an unrighteous people. Amen. He said, my spirit and all lots strive with you. 120 years. Amen. But after that, a brother in God, amen, told of one man to build an ark. And brother, he found grace and built the ark. And listen, thank God it started one day, amen. Thank God it started to rain. And it rained judgment on the world, friend. And while the judgment rained on the world, and Noah and his other seven family members, amen, resided inside the ark, a safe place. Amen, listen. Thank God, amen, one safe place tonight. And it's in the ark tonight, amen. It's in the ark of Christ.
Amen.
That's right. He's the only ark, Brother Todd. He's the only door. Every animal and every human being that got an ark come in through the same door.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right. And the animal, he didn't go out and look at their for the animals.
Yes, sir. They came to.
That's right. Come in by twos, male and female. I believe God said, hey, Mr. Giraffe, there's an ark over there. You need to get in.
That's right.
I'm going to rain on this crowd. Amen. He said, I believe I need to go to the ark. Amen. Every animal that ever entered in was called in by God. Just like Noah was called in by God. Amen. Listen, that crowd that wrote that Bible, it ain't the Bible. Good news for modern man. Kenneth Taylor wrote it. He was wrong. He's what he said in his good news book. He said that God told Noah to go into the ark. No, he didn't. He wasn't on the outside. He was on the inside of the ark.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, come down in my house into the ark.
That's right.
Amen. Now listen, they couldn't come in unless they was invited.
That's right.
Amen. But he built it. He done give him a piece of it. Sure. Amen. He was going to save his house. Amen. He said he built it in Hebrews 7, 11, 7. Noah moved with fear, built an ark for what? The saving of his house. Because God, my friend, rained judgment because they rejected the drawings of God. And brother, the Bible said he won't always contend with lost mankind, the sinful. Amen. There's a lot of things went on that day. Read it for yourself. Giants in the earth. A lot of things. What did he say? The days of Noah shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
That's what he said. What's all that got to do with it, brother? Huh? Well, there's eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. Listen to this here. Here's the sad thing I'm about through. Until they went to the ark. That meant that they didn't take heed to nothing. They didn't take heed to nothing.
Not a thing.
Not one word no ever preached. They never took no heed. Not one thing. All I know is that Peter said he was a preacher of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said. And he condemned the world with the word.
That's right.
Brother, that's right.
That is right.
Buddy, I'm telling you what, this world's condemned already. Because why? They believe not on Jesus Christ.
That's
right.
They
said, condemned already, son. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world. They condemned already. I come to save them from their sin. Amen. For Christ came to the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's what he said. Amen. Listen, friend, you can't read the Gospel of John and not see Gentiles all in it. He said, God so loved the world. That's Gentile people with the Jews. All through that world, thank God. Amen. The world, thank God, moves. Amen. Through the world. The gospel preached through the world. Thank God, the drawing power through the world. Everything. Amen. That's right. He told Nicodemus that.
That's right.
Told Nicodemus that. He said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God told that to Nicodemus. The first 21 verses of John chapter 3 is to Nicodemus. Every bit of it was spoke verbally by Jesus to Nicodemus. Verbally. He said, you must be born again. Verbally. That's what he said. And then he verbally said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, and he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He said, man, that name, son, that's Jesus Christ. That name represents him.
Right.
Amen. There's opposites all through the Bible, male and female. He said he made male and female.
Yes, sir.
I saw the other day in the newspaper, and I hate to even bring mess up like this, but I saw where Duke University is having this gay meeting saying God's gay. Not the God I know. Ain't but one way God set it up. He put a male and female.
He did.
That's right.
And I tell you what,
yes, sir.
They're different.
Right.
They're different. God made a man. God made a woman. In fact, he made the woman from the man.
Yes, sir.
He took a rib from the man, made the woman. He made the man from dirt.
Amen.
Amen. He formed him out of red dirt. Breathing his nostrils, the breath of life, he became a living soul. And when he put him to deep sleep, he took the rib out. Thank God, made he a woman, brought the woman to the man. And thank God, he said, this is your helpmate, this is your wife. They become one flesh.
Amen.
Why did he say that? Listen, this is great right here. Why did God say she's bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh? And he didn't even know it. He was asleep when he took it out.
That's right.
No, that's what Adam said. He said, she's bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she's been called woman, and we're one. We're one, friend. That's what he said.
Amen.
We're one.
That's right.
And he said the man and woman was naked.
Yes.
And they wasn't ashamed because they had no consciousness in the nakedness.
That's right.
But brother, and I'm telling you what, God, the first thing he told me was replenish the earth. I told my wife that last night we was talking.
Come on.
I said, praise God. I said, amen. He made that woman for that man. Think there's attraction to that. I said, man, don't you think when Adam walked, great. Man, look how beautiful that is.
Can you imagine?
Amen. I said, praise God. Amen. And God says, Adam, this is yours.
Yes.
She's yours.
She's yours.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Buddy, that's a nature, brother. Listen, there's so much reprobation today, brother, that they don't even have no respect for the nature God made. But God made a nature in us. And I said this before, praise God. It starts a whole lot earlier in recognizing and what people really want to think.
That's true.
Son, them women was getting married, and God helped. This erased the same mind, because it ain't going to work these days. It wouldn't work. But brother, they was getting married early in life. Mm-hmm. They was recognized as a woman at 12, the Israelite, and a young boy when he landed at Mar Mitzvah at 13. Mm-hmm. I think Mary wasn't probably about 14 or 15.
About 14 years.
Yeah.
Young man.
But you know what? I understand and know we can't preach these things. You know why fornication is such on a rampage? Because of the way we preach things and the way we've let things go and the way we've raised our youngest today. And listen, I don't want to get off on this. I done talked to my wife about it today, and I ain't getting off on that. But I tell you one thing, friend, are you hearing me? There's a way that God set up, and when man goes against the way God set up, brother, it's a catastrophe. It's just gone down the hill, and everything just snowballs, and everybody does all these things, and we wonder why they're doing it. They can't control themselves.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I wonder why my son just keeps wanting to look and talk to that girl. I said, he's a boy!
That's right. That's right. You better thank God for it.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't know why my daughter's got her eyes on that boy. She's a girl!
That's right.
How dumb are you?
That's true.
And they never had to take one class and try to figure it out.
No.
They never called the dogs, the raccoons, the squirrels, and the birds and say, let me teach you how to have some offspring. God have mercy.
Yeah, amen, brother.
That's right, buddy. God said, I want you to replenish the earth. I want you to multiply.
Yeah.
That's the blessing of God, friend. That's the blessing of God. Children are heritage of the Lord. The fruit of her womb is his reward.
That's right.
Blessed is the man that has the
Amen. That's what he said. Brother, I'm telling you, we just messed up in this world. The world's mind is, and the way they teach youngins today, and the way parents, amen, let them grow up. Let them go through some things in life once in a while. And I'm not talking about things that they ought not have to go through, but there's things they ought to go through.
Strengthens them, gives them character.
Praise God. Let a boy be a boy. If he tears his pants out there, praise God, let him go through it. Quit petting them like they're a little bunch of wimps. Can't stand that. I see it today, and it's just terrible. Oh, son, good. And mama's kissing their boys in the open at 13 and 14. I told my mama, don't do that. Honey, I'm not preaching against that altogether, but God have mercy, son. Right. Somebody needs to grow up.
That's right.
I mean, I was raised in a different day. My mama was a great mama. She took care of me. But she also whooped my back end.
Right.
And she always said, if you don't straighten up, son, you're going to get in big, deeper trouble. And your daddy's coming home, he's going to wear you high in that.
That's right. You listen to
it. It ain't like that no more. I tell you what, it's better, thank God, to put them in timeout as to not do anything. There's never no consequence no more for anything people do.
Nothing. That's the truth.
Send them to school and they raise sand and want the teacher to straighten them out and don't work like that.
That's right.
Boy, I'm about to get hot. Let's see what time it is.
Preach it.
I'm going to go ahead and get this here. Listen, every daddy ought to look at me in the eyes and say, listen, you're the authority of your house. If you ain't, thank God, you need to be.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. There ain't no sense in that. Mama had to pull her hair out and take nerve pills cause her children's acting like a bunch of Comanches.
That's right.
I can't see it.
No.
Son, put your toys up. I ain't putting them up. Son, put your toys up. No.
No.
Uh-uh. No, all you have to do is say, son, put your toys up. And he says, I don't want to. Say, okay, I'll help you want to.
That's right.
Help you want to.
That's right.
It won't. Listen, somebody said, well, I'll spank my children. I don't think spankings is needed every time, but I'll tell you, spankings ought to be an open, active disobedience and lie.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this tonight. When they say, I don't want to, you help them want to. And I'm going to tell you, they say, well, them whoopers didn't help. I'll tell you, they helped me.
They helped me too.
That's right, they helped me. I mean, and if you start when they're young, and I love that little girl, don't be too rough on her. I can say this to Grandpa. But I'm telling you this, they need to be judged for wrongdoing.
That's right.
God have mercy. They don't need to be treated like a criminal, but they need to be treated as a father loveth his own child. He disciplines him. He told the Hebrews, he said, you forgot about that chastisement. He said, you forgot about it. He said, this chastisement is because I love you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for children in this church that don't act like that. I thank God y'all boys don't come in and act like that. So I know what, you got a daddy and mama to put the hammer on your mess. You know why? Because they had the hammer put on their mess.
Amen.
I know I'm hard on that, but buddy, I'm telling you what, and I'd be willing to bet if I was a betting man, I'd put a wager on it. There ain't nobody got no more than I did.
Oh, I don't know.
Buddy, I'm telling you, I'm talking about daily stuff. I'm talking about summer daily stuff. That's right. I mean, I aggravated my brother to death and everything else. I was as mischievous kid could be. I'd pull jokes, pranks, anything I could do. I just liked laughing and mama didn't. And she did. She wore me out, brother.
Amen.
I'm not talking about my daddy. I didn't want no spankings from him. He'd burn my hide a whole lot worse than she would. But I'm going to tell you what, she took a good shot at it. And I still believe today, brother, and listen, why I'm subjected to God is because I've become subjected to my parents.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's right, preacher. That's
you,
absolutely
listen,
right.
You can talk to me all you want to, but it won't work. God can do anything he wants to do, but I'm telling you what, God chose you as their authority.
Yes. Amen.
And because you're their authority, they brought under your subjection as a parent.
Yes.
And you brought under God's subjection.
Amen.
In obedience to your parents, you're brought to God's subjection under the authority of Holy Ghost. Deal with your heart telling you where you at.
That's right.
And you act upon that.
That is 100% right.
You know why a generation don't care? I was preaching another week at the school. And I was preaching some of the same stuff. I preached on hell a little while. And I had three girls over there laughing. I usually don't do it, but it got to me after a while. Mm-hmm. And I rebuked them. I told them straight up. I said, you listen to me. Y'all quit that mess. If you got something you want to laugh about, tell me what you want to laugh about. I'm trying to say, trying That's to preach right. you to keep you out of hell. That's quit that mess.
That's right, preacher.
I used to be rougher than I am now, but I'm telling you what, son, they can push a point on me when I'm trying to preach to people and there's somebody monkeying around.
That's right.
There's a time and place for everything.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Sure. It got quiet. I called them. I said, you got anything to say, say it. And I meant it. If they want to say something, say it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with children today? They don't want to listen to nothing. And it's not the children's fault. It's not the children's fault.
No.
Parents' fault.
Amen.
God have mercy.
Daddy's fault, really.
Yes, really is. As one man said, I said, how about coming to the meet with us, the house of God? He said, well, I don't know. I'll have to ask her what we're doing Sunday. I thought, ain't no hope there. Unless God will move on her. I love my wife. She's a great woman. But buddy, I'm telling you one thing, son. You're looking at the man that's going to make the decision if I have to.
That's right.
Look at Abraham as well.
That's right. He said, I know Abraham command. He said, I know Abraham will command his family. He's going to command his household. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He didn't look at his wife and say, what do you think, Miss Joshua? He said, me and my house. I know I'm getting rough. But praise
That's
God,
right.
I'm getting
rough.
I could get rougher than what I'm getting. I'm tired of it.
Yes, we should be.
Men wanting to look like women. Women want to look like men. Women shaving their head. Men growing their hair like a woman.
That's right.
That ain't spiritual, preacher. I know it ain't. You ought to have more common sense than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Thank God they can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
I don't think they can anyway. Amen. They might try. God have mercy. I told my wife the other day, I said, I might grow my beard back. Amen. She said, well, somebody told me, it's going to be hot in the summer. I said, I'm about to where I don't care.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. God have mercy on a crowd of people. And I know you can have everybody look spit white in the church house, but that don't mean they're spiritual. I know that. God have mercy. There ain't no righteousness in the white shirt or me shaving or not shaving or all that kind of old foolishness. Wearing a tie or not wearing a tie, ain't nothing in that. That's just a man's ego or what of a man's direction. I don't care if wears it or not. What's that got to do with the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Unless it's just something that people like and you don't offend people, and I understand that. And I surely don't want to offend nobody because that's my heart.
Amen.
At the same time, praise God, the Holy Ghost dwells in temples not made with hands.
That's right.
He's in you, Brother Joe.
That's
He's in
right.
you, Brother Robert.
Amen.
He's in you tonight, Justin. Amen. He's in you, Lord
right.
God.
Praise God, that's right. Amen.
God.
He lives here, man.
That's right.
God.
He's in me.
That's right. Amen.
He's in me. Thank God. Listen, I don't want to bust nobody's bubble, but when I get out of here and everybody goes and we lock the door, brother, God ain't sitting up here in this seat and saying, well, I'll see you next time.
That's right.
Brother, he's going home with me.
That's right.
He
That's
said,
right.
I'm going home with you, Zacchaeus.
Amen.
I must That's abide right. at your house today.
Amen.
You're
right.
Together, I am in the
Yes, sir.
That's true.
Amen. He's in the believer. That's the New Testament message. Christ in you, Kayla.
Christ
is in you. That's living through you. He's living through you. That's the New Testament. He didn't do that in old. They live by law. They live by his presence and his goodness and his mercies. But still, he did not indwell them in a permanent way the way he does us. Because when the day of Pentecost, he come to live in them.
That's true.
He lives through me. Why in the world will I let or allow or yield to him more to live more through me than living in my way sometimes?
Amen.
Every time I live in my way, I sin.
Yes.
Sure, sir.
Every time I live in my way, I sin. Because I ain't living by faith and I'm doing what I want to do.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Let's stand.
Amen.
Got it off my chest. Boy, my wife got tickled that day. Cut that thing off. I called her.